Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Afternoon from a snowy New York City. Bart Scott, I spent the morning with a beagle and a snowblower. And I wanted to spend more time with the beagle. Man, he loves the snow. Like, it was his first real snow. Like, he's still a pup. And just prancing around, running around, and I'm sitting there just watching him early this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, if only we could all live a life like that. You know what I mean?
Well, we used to, right? When we were children, we used to love snow days. But now with all this technology and the fact that you can just go virtual, kids never get a snow day ever again.
Nope. My girls right now are in front of a screen because it's like, this would have been this is the perfect snow day. And it's like, oh, no, we got Zoom now.
Damn
you, Zoom! Yeah.
First snow technology has ruined what used to be the greatest day in the history of a child's life when you're a kid. Man. You wake up, you see the snow, like, your moms tell you before you get all these alerts and stuff like that, school's canceled. Yes! And you go out there, you put on like 15 pairs of jogging pants, you play that pickup football, you go have some fun, snowball fight.
Crazy.
All the innocence, all the fun stuff is taken away from kids. Now they got to sit in front of a computer screen and realize that the school is going to get that money from the government because they're going to get extra days because there's no such thing as snow days anymore. And I guarantee you, teachers hate it too because teachers love snow days. And
My wife's teaching right now the same way, in front of a computer screen, talking to her students through Zoom, trying to keep everybody under control. Yep. You're right, man. There's a snow day is gone. Like that part of, like, there's a whole generation now that's come. Like, older ones have already had snow days. Like, anybody that's in high school, you've had snow days, and obviously in college. But middle school, you know, you kind of remember snow days. But, like, my youngest, right, she's in first grade. She'll never know what a snow day is.
Snow work,
she'll
too.
She'll never know.
Snow work, too. We used to have snow work days. I just can't get there. Sorry, but, you know, somebody got to sleep in the studio. Remember when we first started this job and Anthony had to sleep in the studio?
And he did. Legit
and all that stuff. You know, sleeping on an aero bed. Now we just can hook up with technology. You know
Beautiful
what I mean?
Thing.
Like,
Beautiful
no matter where you are, oh, man, you're trying to say, oh, man, snow day. I'm sorry, I can't. Just hit click. We'll send you a link. Damn it.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. How are you spending your snow day if you're in the Northeast and dealing with it anywhere around the country? And if, by the way, if you're in another part of the country and the temperature of where you're at is anywhere above 65 or even 70 degrees or higher, call in and gloat. Call in and let us know about how balmy and beautiful it is where you are right now. It's going to be a weather day, but it's also a football Friday, and we got lots to get to certainly on that week 18, the final week of the NFL season. So we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football bowl season's here. Monday, baby, the championship game. The fans are hyped. Return to glory with fans. Well, Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. But right now, Bart, let's get some straight talk by Straight Talk Wireless. I mean, you can't get more blunt than Julius Randle last night at Madison Square Garden.
Mm. Hey. Oh, are we going to criticize him because he won? Does he still get to give the fans the thumbs down? We had Baez. We had the thing that we had in New York. You tell me, is that acceptable?
What he did?
Or is basketball different because of the culture of the sport, right? Where you can embrace the personalities in basketball. We've seen things, you know, get kind of crazy in basketball.
It's what sucks is it overshadowed what was a wild finish. It was a crazy – like, that second half was nuts.
Yeah, man.
I mean, the Celtics – think about the Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and how they have two studs, and they can't figure it out, man. Like, they really –
I told you one got to go.
They are a mess.
They're the same player. And
how did they
give that
game away? So that happens, and you see after the game, Ime Udoka, the new head coach, is like, man, we need leaders. He's calling out his young guys. We need somebody to be a leader around here. We can't have that. We can't piss away a 25-point lead.
Well, smart is. Smart is. And they have to do a better job in getting and collecting their stars, because you can have great players, but they're basically the same player. They're creators. They're guys that can get to the basket. They both can go off. They're both very talented. But I told you earlier when we had Perkins on, this is a fight for supremacy. Nobody wants to bow down and not be the alpha male. Everybody wants to be the reason why. You know, like I told you before, when Kyrie went to James Harden, that's because Kyrie's comfortable in his skin and who he is. He's a champion. He said, "You are the captain now," right? That takes a lot of maturity. And these guys
Wade
are still –
Wade did that with LeBron.
Right. And these guys
– back.
And Shaquille O'Neal did it with Dwayne Wade when he called him Flash.
The problem, though, is it's not necessarily about one of those guys step like letting the other guy be the main guy. I just feel like it's less about that and more about you have two guys that are singularly talented, but they're like introverted. They're not ones that will like that whole lead by example thing sometimes is overused, because lead by example works when other people follow your example. It doesn't work if nobody's following. If your example is be great, I can't be great. Like, give me something else that I got to follow. Right. So.
Yeah,
anyways,
have,
that, the Celtics are Smart. The Celtics certainly are a problem.
They have Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is a bona fide leader.
No,
I
like him.
To him.
I know,
your best player don't
he's
have
not good,
to be the leader.
He's not good enough to be that guy. You need your stars have to be your leaders, and that leads me to what we were just talking about. That leads me to what was a ridiculous shot by R.J. Barrett. Unbelievable. Off the glass. What a moment. The Garden exploded. The place went crazy. You know, the Celtics were saying they were having trouble in the huddle. They couldn't hear anything because the building was so loud. I mean, it's a January game, and people are going nuts. So that part of it, the Knicks salvage win, they get one game under 500. And R.J. salvages what was for him a struggle of a game. Evan Fournier, if only he could just play against the Celtics. My man dropped 41, 10 threes.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he was stepping back, sidestepping, throwing them up. Everything was going for him.
Everything was going down for him. Yes, no, there's no doubt. But overshadowed by all of the good is this stuff by Julius Randle. I'm going to tell you this, Bart. Last year, I wanted to be wrong. People were, like, coming at me because I was critical of him his first year with the Knicks. I was just like, man, this guy, he doesn't try hard enough. He doesn't run hard enough. Like, he's a guy that does, you know, 19 and 10 on bad teams. Like, that's, like, I don't know if this guy's a winner, right? And then last year, he was just so good and played so hard. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm wrong. I guess I was wrong. But then this year I watch him and I go, nope, wasn't wrong. Last year was the anomaly. And now when he's bristling at, I mean, dude, he's not getting the criticism that Melo got. He's not getting anything near the criticism that Patrick Ewing got. And all Patrick Ewing did was go to the playoffs for 15 straight years, win 45 to 50 games a year, and twice get to the finals. That's all he did. And he even heard it from the crowd. As Marv used to say, here's it from the crowd. Like it's the same thing. It just happens when you play here. You're going to hear it when you're not winning or playing up to the level that people really want you to play. So for him to do the Baez thumbs down thing, I'm not even like some people are going to be outraged about it. I'm not. See, you get mad at Baez because Baez comes to the Mets from the Chicago Cubs. And he hadn't been here for a minute, and now you're going to start telling fans what they can and can't do? Dude, you haven't been here long enough to do that. You can't come in this place and be here for a week and then start telling fans, don't boo us. I'm sorry, dude, you haven't been here long enough. Julius has been here long enough now. He's been through the MVP chants and the, hey, New York, we here. Like, he's been through all that. So for you now to bristle from a – and by the way, you know you're not playing well. You know it. So you got a little guilt in you as well. So for you to do that, I'm not mad. I'm more like all you're doing is showing me, A, you need tough love to get you to play hard. So guess what's coming? More of it. And B, you just might not be – you might be one of those guys that ain't built for this. You might be another one of these guys that just can't play in New York because it's too hard. And it's okay. Some guys can't. Some guys don't want it. It's too difficult. It's fine. But that's all you're doing, man. You really think you're sending a message? You think I showed them with your thumbs down and cursing in the post game? You think that has got people like now taking it back like, oh, no, let's not upset them? No. This town, when you do that, we just fold our arms and go, yep, he ain't the one. That's all you did.
Well, you know, you and I differ in this all the time. Because okay. if you can boo me, then whether you're a fan or not and you booing your team because they're not playing the right way, I get to boo you back. I get to say, aha, you were sitting here booing us, telling we suck, and we came up and pulled the game off, and we were doing our thing. We got there, and you were booing us before it was over with. I told you I've been there. We winning at halftime, and they're booing us as the Jets fans are booing us. Are we walking off? Like, where does that help us at? Where does that, if anything, that just makes the other team feel good.
Don't
so you boo
this.
Me, you boo me, I boo you. Like,
don't,
listen,
don't
if you the op, you the op. Like, listen, every fan that boo you, that a fan of the team but hate you as a person, I hate you back. Simple as that.
Right. But
you
Bart,
hate me, I hate you.
Right. And we did the I
used that as energy, right?
He used the
negative hate from them to say, now you cheer me because now we win it. We was down 19, third quarter looked bleak. Now we win it. Oh, now you want to show us love. Nah,
yeah.
Keep hating, hater.
No.
Haters
no.
hate. Keep
no.
hating. Keep
I'm
hating,
not
hater.
Keep hating,
keep
the whole
hating
thing.
Hater.
I
keep
wasn't.
Hating, hater.
No, it's not. See, and that's your problem, and that's what a lot of things happen with athletes, is you start thinking this is, oh, it's the hate thing. It's not hate. It's I'm demanding. It's demanding.
Yeah.
I want more out of you.
And I'm demanding. I'm demanding you be better.
No.
I'm demanding you as a fan be better. Stick with us. Ride with us. If you ain't
gonna
ride with us, if you're not gonna ride, don't ride. If you're not gonna ride, don't ride.
No. We're talking over each other right now, and I'm being told it's bad radio. But I'm telling you right now, I am. That is not me being a bad fan. When you're down 25 and you're building to a rival, and you're dribbling it off your foot, and I'm supposed to just go, it's okay. Try harder next time. It'll be okay. Are you crazy?
Okay.
No. What I did was exactly what you needed, Bart.
No.
I let you know.
Oh, you got that much power. It's about you.
Yeah, it is. Because that's what I'm there for. I'm here to encourage you in any way possible, which includes when you're not playing up to standard, I have to wake you up. Hey, I've seen you play better than this.
So,
I know you could do it. Do it. We got to get this dub.
Oh, man. So
that's what it's about.
So that's what it was. The booing was not because you thought I was hating. You thought, oh, booing may get him going. So let's boo him. No, you're booing because you want to be entertained. You're saying you suck. That's what you're saying. You're not booing me. Don't give me this reverse psychology stuff. Oh, the cheering ain't working. Let's boo him. That ought to get him going. Come on, man. Don't give me that. If you're going to hate that day, hate that day.
Nope.
But then don't boo me. And then when I'm walking out, ask for an autograph or a high five. Nah, dog.
Well, I'm gonna go with the guy
that was cheering for me. That's why when you look at one of the times when you look at one of the times when Randall scored, he looked directly at Tracy Morgan like, "Let's effing go. We ready. Let's go. All right. We slumbered. Right. We had bad quarters, but it's a four quarter game. Boo me when I'm walking off. Don't boo me during the game, especially when it wasn't about effort. It wasn't about effort.
Oh, stop
it.
It
was about execution.
No,
man,
it wasn't.
Williams was swatting everything that
That's
came.
That's a different story.
He was the enforcer. He was altering shots. They had to adjust to that. And
did
then
you
Randall
watch
had
the third quarter?
I watched the whole thing.
All right,
Randall
so in the third quarter, did you see a guy play with a higher motor? Did you all of a sudden, this dude's knocking. All of a sudden, Grant Williams is trying to guard him, and Grant Williams is falling 20 feet away because Julius running through him.
Yes.
He was ripping rebounds down and getting and-ones on the putbacks that I wasn't seeing that same heart and effort earlier in the game and at other parts of the season. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I didn't see this guy sprint down the floor and try to put pressure on the defense to add another piece to a fast break. I didn't see that. Then all of a sudden I'm seeing a third quarter. I'm going, that's what I'm talking about. I know you could do it. See, if you suck, I can't boo you much longer because this guy ain't any good. How am I going to boo a guy that sucks?
It's impossible.
I'm going to boo to get you off the court because you suck. But if I expect more out of you, I got a higher standard right now because I saw it last year.
Now
you know what?
All right, let's hear from Randall. Let's go to Randall.
Yeah, let's just hear Julius Randall in the postgame. It's the exchange of, did you do this? Did you do this thumbs down thing? And I just want everybody to understand, this is not necessarily a Knicks story. This is a sports story because it does happen. We see it at times where you get a player who's frustrated with how fans react to him. This just happens in every sport, every year. There's always that one guy or that one team where this happens. So it's happening again, this time in the biggest market with the angriest fans. And Julius Randle had this to say when asked if he did, in fact, put thumbs down to the fans. And why? What did it mean?
So up. What you talking about? To who? He just said to him. You saw what was going on out there. Forget it.
So basically, like you said, Bart, I don't want your love.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Your love. Keep your love to yourself. Don't love me now. If you hate me, hate me. Or at least give me a day to say, okay, all right, we good. Give me
I
a day.
Give me a day.
Give me a day to hate you back. Don't say you hate me and you love me at the same time. You can't do that.
So let's get calls going on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Is Bart right or am I right? Remember, we did this before. We did this once before over the summer with Javi Baez, and we fought over this, and we both still disagree on, and that's fine. Who's right here, though? Who's right? Bart or me? Is you know, and I look at it like this. Baez out of line because he just got here. You can't be calling out fans, you just got here. Randall's got some history. He's frustrated. But you know what the end result was? He played harder. But what you also showed us, and yesterday when he said, like, I don't care what people think. Yes, you do. Because if you didn't care, you wouldn't say anything. But you do care. And I'll tell you what, I like it. That's what I want. I want you to care, and I want you to know we care too. That's it. That's how it works. All right, but meanwhile, Bart, we do have week 18 of the NFL. By the way, that was Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So week 18 of the NFL is here. We still have two divisions yet to be settled, and in the AFC, you got five teams still battling for two spots. So this is going to be, I think, interesting. In the AFC East, the Bills and the Patriots are still neck and neck when it comes to a chance to win the division. If the Bills beat the Jets, they get the division. But if the Bills lose to the Jets somehow, and New England wins, beats Miami, then New England's got it. And New England actually still has a shot at the top seed, believe it or not, in the AFC. The NFC West, it's between the Rams and the Cardinals. If the Rams win, they're good. But if the Rams lose and Arizona wins, Arizona gets the division. So you got that set up that way. But think about the AFC. Baltimore has still opportunity. Everybody seems to need all kinds of help, except the Raiders and the Chargers. If they just tie, they both get in.
Yeah, the NFL will step in. There's no way competitors would just sit there and take knee and a 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 knee.
No.
Even though that, hey, we both can get what we want that way. It'd both be great accomplishments for franchises, but they would probably implement a rule.
Wouldn't you look across the field and just be like, hey, like, what are we really doing here?
Yeah.
Like, we both know the end result. Like, what are we doing?
They would do something like, see, they thought it was a smart thing by making the last game of the season a divisional game so both teams would play hard, because usually your hate for a team would make you play hard even though you have nothing to gain. Yeah. Maybe they'll make that the one before the last game, that one, right? Because if you do that, you know, you can see the scenario as well.
And you still need the Colts to lose, of course, for all that scenario to happen. But
We'll tell the fans what that means, though. The Colts have not won in recent history in Jacksonville. As bad as Jacksonville has been, they haven't found a way to win in Jacksonville. So by us saying that, we're not just trying to throw hyperbole out there. We're not just trying to throw something out here that's not a realistic chance that it can happen.
Man, they're not losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville beat the Bills.
Man, they're not losing to the Jaguars. Do you really think – what are the chances – we'll have Bart Shadamas join us here. Maybe he'll be able to give us a prediction. But what are the chances the Colts really – knowing what's on the line for them, a win and they're in.
What are the
chances the Colts lose at Jacksonville, who has an interim coach, a rookie quarterback that's thrown, what, three touchdowns the last 7 weeks and a ton of interceptions?
Have you seen Carson Wentz? He can throw. He can throw a
They're
bunch
a 15
of picks.
Point favorite, Bart,
okay.
On the road.
Can I ask you this? I ask you this?
Yeah.
How big of a favorite was Buffalo when they lost to Jacksonville?
And that's only middle went, of the
that
season.
Went, they went down to Jacksonville, put up 9 points.
It was the middle of the season. It's a little different when you're in week 18 and you can smell the play. No? Am I wrong? Like, Bart, you're going to tell me that you'd be on a team and you guys would go to a team that you know already has the cars shipped home, the U-Hauls are filled. And you're telling me that your team will not be up to play that game. The scenario I'll remember is when – was it Todd Bowles and the Jets went to Buffalo?
Yeah.
And all they needed to do was beat the Bills, who were out of the playoffs?
Yes.
And Rex Ryan made sure that wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, and what happened? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened to that team that I was on, the 8-8 team, when Santonio Holmes got into a fight inside the huddle? Who was that? Oh, that was the Miami Dolphins. Guess what? They sucked that year too. All we had to do was beat them, and we were in the playoffs. What happened? Oh, what happened when I went down with the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins hadn't won a game all year, and they're about to go winless, and they beat us in the last second on a slant? Yeah, I've been a part of a bunch of those. I'm telling you, the hardest thing is to play against a team that has absolutely nothing to lose. Fake punts, fake field goals, reverses, and you got to play straight up. You can't go for it on 4. They're going for it on 4th and 1 on their own 10. You know what I mean? It's just stupid stuff. And you got to play a desperation team like that because they'll do anything.
All right.
So listen, it's a real thing.
I cannot believe it. But you brought up a lot of good examples of times where it's happened. I mean, the Colts are a team that once they're in the tournament, you want to give them a chance to
Carson
be a team that
Wentz
can knock off
sucks.
Certain teams.
Carson Wentz can throw you 3 picks. Ooh. They can put 10 men in a box and say, Carson Wentz, you got to beat us. And he can't do it.
Wow.
This.
All right. That's only one of several games we'll talk about. And also coming up, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, including a team that you would say, who is the team that would be the most dangerous once they get in? I think the Colts would be that team. Is there another we could think of? Barstradamus coming up. He has seen the future regarding NFL Week 18 and beyond, Bart Scott. That's coming up, but first.
Oh, I see Allen being wrong about Julius Randle.
You going to tell us about Straight Talk Wireless?
You know I am. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and a nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable network. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms, conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Back after this. Oh, yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. A good buddy, Harry Douglas, is going to join us. I wonder how Harry feels about how bad the Hawks have played this year, his Atlanta Hawks. You talk about another team, Bart.
Yeah, I bet you they ain't getting booed in the A.
There's nobody there cheering him. That's why.
Listen. Maybe Harry can be the tiebreaker between how he feels as far as getting booed.
I'm sure
he's been on some bum teams. I'm sure he's got booed before.
Bring another athlete in who is going to say, "Sure, boo me. I'm fine with that." I get what you guys are saying. I completely understand. But we'll get calls going on this 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. If you think O'Reilly Auto Parts, think of them for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I feel the presence, Bart Scott. I feel the presence as we head into the final week of the NFL season.
Yes.
Barstradamus is among us.
Rested for the postseason. Oh, yes.
I almost feel like just waiting for the tone. We need to hear the bell toll, and we'll know he's here. There it is. He's here. Barstradamus, how are you? Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. But I'm eternal, so time does not matter to me. You, on the other hand, Alan, are losing sand out of the hourglass. Oh, yes!
Sands in the hourglass? Is this Days of Our Lives? The question I have for you, Barstradamus, has to do with a very important game in the NFC West, or games. Will Stafford and the Rams, your Matt Stafford, who you predicted would be an MVP, will they find their footing against a very tough 49ers team? And will that be how the West is won?
Oh, yes, the West. The gold rush as the 49ers are finally healthy. Oh, but they have a formidable foe in the Rams. But let's go back to the first meeting. The San Francisco 49ers thrashed the Rams. And I don't see anything changing that as they are fighting for their playoff lives. Matthew Stafford may have got out of M&T Bank Stadium with a win, but he won't win against his division foe as the San Francisco 49ers punch their ticket into the postseason. And oh, yes, are the most dangerous team in the NFC. Deebo Samuels, Kerry Kittles in a strong running game led by a Bosa. Which one? Doesn't matter. But it's a Nick. And those Nickies can be tricky. And he's been tricky all year. Quietly, the comeback player of the year. Oh, yes! So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
Now, if we stay in L.A., or stay on the West Coast, but this time in the AFC, Barstadamas, the Chargers and the Raiders, they play a win-or-go-home game on Sunday night. So who wins and who goes home?
Oh, once again, the Las Vegas Raiders off-the-field distractions as another player is caught with a DUI. Oh, discipline is important when it comes to closing out games. Win or go home. Derek Carr looking like an extra on 300. Or Herbert. It comes down to the quarterback play and also the targets. Justin Herbert shall be victorious. Oh, yes. They won the first matchup. Oh, no, maybe not. But they will win the second matchup to punch their ticket to the postseason as the era of Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow are enhanced by postseason play. Ooh. Oh, yes! Derek Carr may not ever be a Las Vegas Raider again as wow. They look to upgrade. And who's going to be the coach? Oh!
They're all over the place with the Raiders.
Woo-hoo.
Harbaugh. All right, making predictions like crazy. And Derek Carr, you saying this could be his last game? Him and Baker Mayfield on their way out? We shall see. Continue with Barstradamus. So Sunday's finales will lead, of course, you'd mentioned one coach already, to Monday farewells. What coaches might be looking for a new job come Black Monday?
Oh, I see many in the sights, as many have already been dismissed. I see a Zimmer. I see a Fangio. And a surprise.
A surprise?
I see a Rhule.
Oh, really? Oh, Carolina looking for a new coach too?
The richest owner in all the land. Can outspend his mistakes. So says the judge. Oh,
wait.
Yes.
Judge two?
The judge has got to go. He has to go as we have to get a replacement for Dave Gettleman. But that search becomes difficult because the general manager doesn't want to be tied down to Joe Judge. Oh, yes.
Wow. So you've
another
got
another Bill Belichick disciple bites the dust. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We know about Jacksonville. We know about Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Oh, but a Carroll is coming to an end as I see a step down from Pete Russell Wilson with another list. Oh, yes. I see it. So what it said.
Wait.
And so.
It shall be. You left one.
It shall be.
City, one market, one team out. Chicago.
Oh. You want to nag me with a naggy? Nagy being fired is just as sure as the sun will rise in the east and set in the west. And Nagy's been gone. He's coached like he's been gone. Oh, yes.
All right.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be.
So you see the potential of eight openings. Interesting. Hey, by the way, before we let you run here, Bartradamus, we do have a championship game on Monday. So we ask you, oh, great one, does Kirby Smart finally look smart and get a win against not only a mentor, but what has become now his greatest nemesis?
Oh, Georgia finally lived up to expectations. Smart and the Bulldogs destroyed Jim Harbaugh. But it's a bigger task. To beat Master Yoda. Will Daniel's son defeat Mr. Miyagi? That's what you ask. Nick Saban has taught Kirby everything he knows. But Kirby doesn't know everything that Nick knows. And Bill O'Brien becomes a champion. For once again, his offense shall reign supreme as Brian Young, the Heisman hopeful, continues the legacy of Nick Saban, the greatest college coach of all times. Yes, John Wooden, that includes you. So it is said,
so it shall be. Tremendous.
The transporter motor strikes again as now teams like Alabama only has to reload.
Bartradamus, it's time for you to fade into the transfer portal right now.
Peace be gone.
And he is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. It is Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-37.
Hey, what happened, man? I just saw Bartradamus leave, man. You know you can't listen. I know you all don't know. Bartradamus can talk.
Yeah.
Give him 2 weeks off.
He got, comes in.
Yeah.
Secondhand smoke.
Yeah, halitosis too.
Something like that. Hey, time to make you some money heading into week 18. Lunch money time and your calls coming up after Bart tells us about Vivid Seats.
With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right. Every alley-hoop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. With Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Hey, Bart, you see Ja Morant again. Now, I know it's against your Detroit Lions, and I'm sure you were not happy about it. But just another spectacular performance from him. And it's just, he's having a great year. I mean, he's easily going to be an all-star, the way he's playing and how good Memphis is. And the more he just keeps emerging, the more you want to talk about him, and the more you start to say to yourself this. You know, just like in the NFL where Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady are still the class of the quarterbacks, like they're the two MVP, you know, finalists right now. There's a lot of good young talent, but those two guys are still carrying the league. But you know, in the near future, it's going to be a league run by, like, you know, Mahomes and, you know, Josh Allen and others, Lamar Jackson. But in the NBA, I don't know if we know for sure who the next generation face is. LeBron's been the face for a real long time now in the NBA. You know, Kobe was for a while. Obviously, Michael, Shaq. You know, you had all these Bird, Magic. Like, we've just gone through generations where through the generations you have had the stars, the face of the league kind of guys. I don't know if we've had if we have a face of the league in the NBA once the Steph Currys, the LeBrons, and the Kevin Durants move on. John Morant's in that category. Is Luka Doncic there? Is he in that category? I mean, who are the guys, Bart, that we see as the faces that will carry the league for the next 15 years?
Well, we thought it was going to be Luka, but he can't stay healthy and his body composition concerns us, right? Because we've seen the great ones change their body. We've even seen Jokic.
Another one.
We've even seen Jokic, right? Who I know Marcus Morris called him a 300-pound slob, but you know he used to be a lot bigger than that. He's paid the price. You saw Draymond Green, but Draymond Green doesn't have the talent of a Jokic. He doesn't have the talent of a Luka Doncic. So I say Luka. I say John Morant, and we would think Jason Tatum, but they have to do something at the top, right? He's one of the most talented guys in the league, and he's still really young. But learning how to be a leader, some leaders are born, some leaders are made. But they have to clear the landing strip for him, and it may cause like moving a guy like Jaylen Brown out of there and maybe replacing him with a guy like Ben Simmons, where their games can complement each other, and we know who's going to take the big shots. We know who's going to create somebody that's built that way. Because these are two alpha males that are built the same way.
Mm. Yeah, and Simmons could give you some defense, I guess. You know, somebody that's going to lock down the opponent who's, you know, like a Evan Fournier. I mean, it didn't take long to figure out who's the one guy you really probably should want to stop here. And the guy just kept getting threes left and right last night in that game. It was crazy.
They can do nothing
about it.
Tatum
is an interesting name. Like, again, what you're looking for, young players who have that star-level talent that – you're going to be excited about. Like, networks are going to say. Like, Zion Williamson. Think about it. Even ESPN and TNT wanted all the Pelicans games. They grabbed as many. Anytime the Pelicans played a brand name team, Lakers, right, Knicks, Celtics, anytime they played a brand name, the national broadcasts all wanted it. And then Zion, they kept pushing back. He's not even available now. He's not playing. So everybody gave up those games. They flexed out of those games.
Would you say Trae Young is there?
He was there.
He was there after the playoffs, and now with the team not doing well.
See, so we couldn't answer the question. We couldn't answer the
simple
question.
Well, I would say Ja.
You're saying Ja's going to be that guy. What do you say? Who is going to carry the league after the stars are gone? Bart and Hahn on Twitter. We'll be back in 10 seconds. All right, Bart and Hahn. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We'll get Harry Douglas joining us here in a few minutes. Bart, you know what? I want to give a shout-out to our producer, John Winthrop. He is otherwise known, of course, in Vegas circles as Johnny Pickums. Like when he lands, you know, everybody, oh, Johnny Pickums in town, right?
Uh-huh.
Like he's that guy that, like, what is he going to do? He's E.F. Hutton, right? You want to pay attention. You want to know. When he speaks, everybody's listening. And he should, because think about this. Look at his record right now. Week 17, he went 3-1.
You batted 1,000.
I mean, we're going lunch money right now, and Johnny Pickens is making you a lot of money on lunch. 36-28 on the year. And as Doug Kazarian will tell us, you know, you don't trust somebody that's got like a 700 winning percentage when it comes to placing bets because there's something else going on there. But if you got to be over 500, you're making money. And Johnny Pickens is making you money. This week, Johnny Pickums is going with the Steelers, and he's taking the 5 points. Oh, this is against your Ravens, by the way.
Yeah.
He is going to lay 3.5 and take the Saints. He's going to take the 4.5 and the 49ers, and that's obviously a very important game. And you said it too. The 49ers are a dangerous team. Mm-hmm. He's also going to lay the 6.5 with the Cardinals, and in the championship game, going to take Alabama on the money line. I am going to go right up against you, Bart Scott. I'm going to do what I know I'm not supposed to do, and I'm going to bet with emotion. I am taking the Colts, and I'm laying that 14. What I see right now is a 14.5 line at Jacksonville. I know they haven't won there in, like, what was it, 2000? What was it? They haven't won there since 2014 or something like that?
Is it longer? It's been a long time. Has it been longer than that? And they've dominated that division for a long time there, and they still have trouble playing there.
Haven't won there since 2014, all right? I don't care. I'm taking them because this game means too much to Indianapolis, and Jacksonville's a joke.
Okay.
So I'm taking that, and you're gonna tell me I'm wrong, and that's all right, because you believe that Jacksonville is going to make this a game. I don't. I'm also going to take the under 41 in the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. I mean, we both know that's probably going to be a heavy defense, not a lot of offense kind of game, right?
You talking about in Baltimore, Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's going to be some points. I think they're going to do whatever they need to secure that this is going to be a shootout.
You think it's going to be a shootout? I think it's going to be just a slog. But you saw Ben Roethlisberger, didn't you?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is it's going to be fake punts. I've been a part of these last games with them.
It's like crazy?
Fake punts. Yeah, it gets crazy. They both have two great special team coordinators.
You trying to talk me out of it?
The tricks are going to be out.
All right, you're going to try to talk me out of it. You got a pick real quick here or no?
Well, listen, I'm going to go there, and I'm going to take, I believe that Cleveland minus 6. Yeah, I think that Cleveland even loses with the backup. I'm going there, man. I'm going there. And definitely I believe that the Eagles keep it. I think the Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Wow.
I tell you, when you can run the ball like that,
yeah,
and no Micah Parsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Jalen Hurts is they're right, man. This is one of the best lines in the game. And they're just going to make it a nasty, ground and pound game. And I don't think Dallas can hang with that type of physicality, especially without Parsons.
Yeah. The Eagles are another team to watch because of the way they play, no doubt about that. All right. So that's the money there. We'll get to your calls. But coming up, 7 teams alive for 3 playoff spots. Who's going to get them? We'll talk with Harry Douglas next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.